Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. I think all of you would agree with our servers. I asked them this morning if they prefer the Mass at 1 hour later, and they all smiled and said, definitely. So I think all of us can appreciate the extra hour, and I'm sure you're going to be all that more attentive today. So we have some announcements that are important. First of all, there will be blessings after Mass today at the communion rail. We will not be having benediction this evening. We're still on our summer schedule, so that's why that's the case. And then this Saturday is the first Saturday of the month. More important time to assist a Mass on Saturday because of that special devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I know we have been reminding you several times in the announcements, but I don't hear the sermons or the announcements every week of the other priests. But the reason why we want you to put all your donations in that offering box in the wall is for security reasons, so it's not stolen, and also for due diligence for insurance reasons, because that's why, for example, the collection is brought up here, because when you have insurance policy, they want to make sure you're doing the right thing in terms of handling funds. So that's why do not put the donations or leave money on the bookcase there. I found some last week, I think, in the prayer intention box. I'm just wondering what that meant. But anyway, just so you know about that. And then, before we speak about the saints, we have an announcement. And one of the other priests composed this. It's going to take me about a couple of minutes to read this because it's some detail, but it's about our website and the internet. So I'm going to read this. And it all is connected to becoming a member of our website. But the announcement goes like this. We want to invite everyone who can support us by becoming a member of our new website to sign up at servi.org. That's our website. It is $9.97 per month, and it gives you 24/7 access to the sermons, hagiography, Lives of the Saints, spiritual readings, the live stream, which is the 24-hour broadcast of the chapel here, the Masses, catechism, book and video classes, and actually do the catechism itself, the liturgical calendar, church music, prayers, audio gospels, the psalms, and much more. The live stream feature alone enables members to join us for daily and feast day Masses, along with benedictions, Stations of the Cross, Holy Week, and other ceremonies. Recordings of all of these are available there also. Since November, we have spent much time, effort, and money to replace all the old network of cables. Over 6 miles of cables have been installed here. Ethernet wire, cameras, computers, equipment, and other things with the best available. We then built a new website to showcase these improvements. The impressive results can be seen on the website live stream, but also in the classroom where families can see and hear the Masses, sermons, and talks even better than those who are in the chapel or hall. That does not mean you pull out your phone during the Mass to watch it. Please become a member and help support this apostolate. We would appreciate knowing what you think of the new live stream in particular. Today is the feast of Saint Zephyrinus. And there are some significant saints this week. Mainly, the most important one would be St. Augustine. But we want to mention a few details about these saints because of their how they stood up for the faith in their time. This Pope, St. Zephyrinus, he's only commemorated during the week, so his feast is not even honored today since it's Sunday. But he lived in the early 3rd century, maybe about a little over 100 years after the death of St. John. And he died for the faith because of one, the most important doctrine we have, the Holy Trinity. He defended the unity, one God, and Trinity of God, three persons and one God. And because of that, he was put to death. Then there's tomorrow, St. Joseph Calasanctius. And he was a saint that lived in Spain in the 16th century. And he is known for his fidelity to teaching the catechism. He taught for over 54 years the catechism and gave instructions to children to help them to get to heaven. Tuesday, St. Augustine, the statue is right in the corner there. He was a person who had, as many of you know, a wayward life. He wasn't baptized when he was young. He was just, which was often the case. Sometimes people got baptized later. But he had a devout mother, St. Monica. And he had a faithless father. But because of her prayers, the prayers of St. Monica, for decades, St. Augustine was converted because he was leading an immoral life. He fathered an illegitimate child, and he was a heretic who was starting to believe in other religions, Manichaeism. So not through a whole, it's a beautiful story if you want to read about the confessions of St. Augustine. That's the book he wrote and his conversion. It's well worth reading, but it wasn't until he was 35 that he gave up his life of paganism and immorality and finally was baptized. And 6 years later, he became a bishop in Northern Africa. Northern Africa used to be Christian, and it was one of the most important centers of Christianity until the Muslims overran it centuries ago. And he is known for his unbelievable amount of writings, treatises on the faith, especially the Holy Trinity and grace. You probably never hear about Saint Hermes. He was a Roman citizen in the 2nd century, and his claim to fame was that he freed over 1,200 slaves who were wanting to become Christian, and so he freed them, and then he was punished for that and put to death. Thursday, the feast of St. Rose of Lima, the first saint of the Western Hemisphere from Peru. And her statue is the second from the back there with the flowers, roses on her head. Beautiful story. And I have a special devotion to her, and I may have told this to you many years ago, but it's a personal one, and I just have a devotion to her. You know the reason why? Because when I was in high school, and maybe last year of high school, first of college, before I left home, we had, it's my mother's idea, to read the biography of St. Rose of Lima every evening after the meal. Now, that seems so, may seem to you very archaic. But do you know, for the months that we were reading that, that was the highlight of my day. With all the distractions and duties of school and work. And the thing is, she was the one that would read it, like 20, 30 minutes. And we were just all captivated, just hearing this story. Because you hear the life of a saint read to you. And she was a good reader. And it just is transforming. And that's why, as we said some weeks ago, St. Ignatius here was converted by reading the lives of the saints. That's why I encourage you to do spiritual reading and to read a life of a saint, especially the saint you're named after. And then on August 31st, St. Raymond Nonnatus, and he is the founder of the Mercedarians, the order that would ransom, whose members would ransom themselves for Christians who are captive by the Muslims. And the last group of saints we want to mention are called the 12 Holy Brothers. They are commemorated this Saturday. And they were, again, from Carthage, from northern Africa. And they were all blood brothers, and they were, it's not much known about them, but they were all put to death under the Emperor Diocletian for being Christians, for believing what you and I believe. The epistle for this Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that you do not do what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness, carousings, and such like. And concerning these I warn you, as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. Against such things there is no law. And they who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 to 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of much more value than they? But which of you, by being anxious about it, can add to his stature a single cubit? And as for clothing, why are you anxious? Consider how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which flourishes today and tomorrow, and is thrown into the oven, how much more you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what are we to put on? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you can see in both of these readings, the epistle and the gospel for today, it's really black and white, good versus evil. St. Paul is telling all of us, not just some of us, but every one of us, myself included, that we have a duty, we have an obligation, in order to save our souls, that we have to make a decision, not just once, not just every day, but every moment of the day, that we choose God and the law of God, and we reject the evil, the propaganda of the devil as it's spread around in the world today. We reject it. When we say our prayers, we say to God, I am sorry for my sins, and I renounce my sins, my bad habits, my vices. I renounce them. And to say that, especially when receiving Holy Communion, because you are speaking directly to God, our Lord, in your soul, and you're telling him that you embrace him and choose him over the attachments which enslave our souls. Now, as you know, in the Old Testament, God gave the chosen people, the Hebrews, a law, and many laws, in fact, the Ten Commandments, but also countless laws, especially in the book of Leviticus. All these dietary laws and moral laws, which were all to keep the people separate from the pagans surrounding them. But the law for them was a beginning, and the thing is, they didn't have the grace that went with it, that came with our Savior at the Incarnation. So following the law without following the spirit of the law leads to destruction. And in this case, St. Paul is telling us to be led by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. That means saying, in a very basic way, saying the Come Holy Ghost prayer. Say it every day. You're telling the Holy Spirit to lead you so that you will not be committing this whole list of crimes and sins that St. Paul mentions. Remember, all of us, every human being who's ever lived, except the Blessed Virgin Mary, has been tempted to some degree to commit sin because of our fallen state due to original sin in us. But we have God on our side, who gives us the grace to overcome those daily temptations and to root out the vices in our souls, those bad habits that lead us to keep committing the same sins over and over again. He says, as I just read, and concerning these whole list of immoralities, etc. I warn you, as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. It means you won't get to heaven. And he continues with the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, which I read to you, which you may ask, well, what are the fruits? Are they different from virtues? How do they work? Are they different from the gifts of the Holy Ghost? And what they are, they're listed as 12 by St. Paul. They are qualities, experiences, spiritual works. We can put it like that. But the best is fruits. That when a person is practicing virtue and then they are in the state of grace, the fruit of being in the state of grace is being able to practice these with great ease and peace. So a person even in great suffering can have peace of soul and joy and charity. People being put to death, these martyrs, were practicing charity towards their persecutors. That seems impossible, but with grace of God, it is possible. And kindness and goodness and modesty and chastity. So that those are the fruits of practicing a life of virtue and not being a slave of sin or slaves of things of the world. I recently heard that young people, teenagers, some teenagers are realizing that they have become slaves of their smartphones, and it's causing them to be depressed, or their friends are depressed, or they're in isolation. And so they are, for at least part of the day, they are putting those devices away. Now, all of us here have those. It's in today's society, it's almost a necessity, meaning almost, just for communication. So it's a convenience, but I just mention that because do not allow yourself to waste time with these devices. Think of 20 or 30 minutes that you could have been reading a life of a saint or praying instead of reading or watching frivolous things on a phone. And I say that because it is all pervasive in the entire planet. Virtually every person on the planet has this. So it shouldn't be controlling. It should be just used as a tool. For example, we have, I believe, a Servants of the Holy Family website app, so we can find our website on your phone. And maybe 10, 15 years ago, Father Red recorded the entire four Gospels. I think he also did the Psalms, but I was in the chapel. They were recorded professionally here in the chapel. And to listen 10 minutes to just him reading the Gospels, to hear it was just beautiful. It's just very moving to hear that, to hear the Word of God devoutly read and not rapidly read. And it's the only one like it on the internet. Other recordings, even by famous actors and people who read, too fast, and it's just there's no heart to it, there's no soul to it. And the final thing, commenting on today's gospel. Our Lord tells us, and it's not through a parable, it's through these examples, that we cannot serve two masters. It is with necessity, is absolute. If we truly serve God, then we will reject the devil and his agents. If we serve ourselves, and the devil and their agents, then we will eventually reject God. However, even though we have a limited time on earth, God realizes that it is by degrees that we lose our souls. It is by degrees that we save our souls. And the devil knows that. So that's why he may tempt us to do just a little venial sin. It's no big deal. And then we fall degree by degree. The secret of the saints was to reject the evil, no matter even a mere suggestion. And that happens to all of us, just walking out in the world, seeing people, looking at things on television or on the internet, good things and bad things, but not to consent to the evil. And to realize that our Heavenly Father is there always ready to protect us. That He has created our bodies and our souls. And He will guide us. If we do not turn away from Him. And not to be anxious about food or clothing, not to be attached to fashions and the vanity of our appearance. That's what our Lord's saying. Don't be concerned how you look. He loves us very much. And that's why in the end of this passage he says, O ye a little faith, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we put on? For your Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. That when we put our spiritual life first, assistance at Mass, following the commandments, spiritual reading, doctrinal reading like the Catechism, our prayers, saying our rosary every day. When we do all these things, you think, well, I just don't have time to do that. You do have time. When we are faithful to those things, that God will set up in His providence, that all of our material duties will be accomplished with great ease, and that I've experienced that myself. So those are our words today about the beautiful providence of God, how He takes care of us in all our needs. May God bless you.